Hey, you want to do this shit, sir?
They need a podcast, I believe. They got that many topics.
Oh, okay.
Topics ain't that deep today.
Yeah, because I want to see all the shit from E3. Shit,
nigga, tell me about it.
Got me itching. I found out one of my favorite games is coming, which means the nigga got to get an Xbox.
I gotta get a Switch because I want to play at my friend Pedro's shit.
Shit.
He's only on fucking Switch.
Yeah, I still gotta get a fucking Switch to play Pokemon and all that shit.
Yeah, buddy. You ready?
Yeah.
Cool. Recording in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to episode of J-Dash Podcast. My name is Clint.
My name is Mal.
We back. We've been off for 2 weeks, but we back.
Oh, man.
Welcome.
It's been a hell of a 2 weeks.
I lost my goddamn spoon. Oh, here we go.
Ate cereal.
How was your Father's Day, bro? How your week's been? All that good shit. All that good.
My week's been, well, Father's Day was good. We went to, I think we left like not Friday.
The Delios.
Yeah, we went to Great Wolf Lodge and shit. Basically, a water park.
People be debating me. Like, we always go to the wilderness every year for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, you need to go to the Great Wolf Lodge. And it's another one, assumption. They like, they got live animals there every Christmas. I said, listen, I want to see live animals on Christmas.
I watch TV.
Watch TV.
So watch Discovery Channel. No, it's decent. It's just a big ass water park. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Nice hotel and stuff.
They got the outdoor stuff open now, right?
We went, it was kind of like the weather was kind of fucked, so we was mainly during the inside shit.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. I never go to Wisconsin Dells in the summer no more.
Yeah.
I only went in winter.
Yeah, that was cool. I stayed there until like, I want to say Sunday morning. And my mom was in town. My granddad was in town and shit, so that was cool. I had dropped him off at my aunt's house because they was kind of doing something with my granddad, like for Father's Day and stuff. Let's see, what did I did absolutely nothing on Father's Day, which I appreciate it because that's all I want. My wife be like, "What you want? What you want to do? Where you want to go?"
Nothing.
Like, I just want to
move.
Yeah, I think it's like universal man law that yes. we be like, we just want to chill at the house.
Babe,
we just
pee for me.
Yeah, just peace. We just want to be in the house playing chilling. A game, chilling and shit.
Yeah.
Not being disturbed.
Yeah, I feel you on that shit.
Yeah, so I got my little free pass or free card for that shit. But then as soon as midnight hit,
oh yeah, that shit over with.
Yeah, she's like, all right, that shit over with. Here go the baby.
I got to treat you the same way. But it's Father's Day week.
Yeah, right. like they be hitting our asses. Right. It's like, no, it's Mother's Day week. I'm like, nah, I want to book this shit all the way.
Honestly, man, don't get no appreciation.
Yeah. Really don't. Because somebody asked me what I did, and I was like, they was like, why do guys always want to just chill? Like, why don't you go out, do something? I was like, because
we don't need that in our life.
We good. We just want to relax and watch TV. She's like, ugh, that irks me. She's like, go out for dinner or something. I was like,
I can have you cook for me that day.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, it's funny that, like, I thought that was funny because, like, it's like a universal thing. It's not just, like, some people, like,
yeah.
Like usually people that, like, game or something. But it's, like, a universal thing. I thought that shit was funny.
Don't want to do shit. Sorry.
Yeah. What was funny was, like, when we was talking, I was like, shit, y'all got a lot of fucking holidays and shit. We only get our birthday and that day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't count that bullshit as Sweetie's Day. Man. I was like, y'all get Mother's Day. Day. Hell, some of y'all get Father's Day, too.
Yeah.
And yeah, Father's Day.
The better bitches.
He said the better bitches.
They got ain't shit baby daddies.
Yeah, the ones that, like,
I take it off out of my kids by myself. How many baby daddies do you have? Five. What's this?
Five. I was like, y'all get Christmas, y'all get y'all birthday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day. Shit, y'all probably get some of these, like, bullshit, you know, these made-up bullshit holidays, too. Like, right. National Cheese Day or some shit like that. So y'all get all those little national days and shit, too. But other than that, it was cool. Rest of the week, was just dealing with work shit and... Yeah, time to get back out there. Dust the old resume off. But other than that,
is prostitution on there? Might be.
Hey man, might be. Somebody, somebody come resume. With the right numbers.
I want to see somebody resumes that has prostitution on it. What do you think happens when somebody comes across that resume?
Hey, that's customer service.
Yeah, I know.
It might not be like direct, but yeah, like, yeah.
I've been doing customer service for 15 years. Yes. Oh, yeah? Where? Yeah. In these streets, nigga.
Oh, man. Let's see. As far as watching stuff, I've been catching up on a lot of anime and shit.
I finally caught up on Attack on Titan.
Good job.
Don't like say shit to me. Yeah. All this whole season was about a fucking photograph. Because he didn't want to get caught with his picture with his other baby mama. Come at me, nigga. That's what the whole season was about. All that Titan fighting. All that story. Fucking, what was Levi's homie that was trying to kill his ass?
Oh.
His uncle. I forgot his fucking name, though. Fucking whole season, bro. Because Aaron Yeager's father didn't want to get caught with a picture of his baby mama. His first baby mama. That's what this whole series is about.
Oh, man.
Hey, well, you break anime down, bro. It's so fucking bad.
Yeah. Like, you know what's funny? Like, I was, because everybody's been trying to get me to watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure and shit.
Yeah, for, like, shit, cause they've been. They keep revamping it, or they, I guess the new season starts a new...
Yeah, game, new like life that. Cycle, new some JoJo, shit some like shit. Yeah, so, like, I had just recently just finished first one. It's funny you say that, because I was sitting on the couch, and it was, like, one of these scenes, and this dude was, like, said some weird shit, and he was shaving. This girl was shaving his face or whatever. She ended up cutting his face, and he was like, "See, now you gotta take care of it. Now you gotta lick it off." He's like, "Go ahead." And she's like licking his face. And she's like, "All right." She's like, "You gotta be careful." And he like put the little razor to the fucking her fucking tongue and shit. My wife was like, "What the fuck are you watching?" I was like, I told her, I was like, "You know what?" He's like, "Honestly, babe, I don't know what the fuck. I was like, she started laughing because normally I'd be like, "Oh, you tripping or whatever." Right. But I was like,
just
I was like
"This is a sequence. This ain't like really the anime." That's what you can say.
I was like,
"But when it really is the anime, you gotta explain." Like, I don't know.
No, because JoJo's kind of weird. Like, it'd be times when she come in and she'd be like, "What the fuck is this? Like, what the fuck are you watching?" I'll be like, "I'm still trying to figure that out."
I'm really just waiting on story and plot at this point.
Yeah. I was like,
keep showing up on the screen and doing weird shit. I don't know.
Yeah, so I was like, I was telling her, I was like, honestly, a whole bunch of motherfuckers, like Bryce and some other people was telling me to watch it. So I'm watching it. That's what I told her. I was like,
I'm watching it.
I'm
doing my due diligence.
Yeah. It was funny though. Like, I was jumping between that. What else? Like, I'm still trying to get through that. I think I got like maybe like, I want to say like 8 episodes until season 2 of Hunter x Hunter.
Keep that shit.
Yeah. So. Man, bro, like
still slow. Man, shit happening.
Yeah, it's still a bit slow, but like it's starting to like pick up where I'm at.
You said that like 2 weeks ago, nigga.
Yeah, that was when I put it down, though. Like one of the episodes is like kind of like a filler thing, but like
I got filler episodes.
Not really, but not really.
Naruto 2.0?
Nah. No, not as bad as that. Not as bad as that. Like, I wouldn't call them filler episodes. I would call them Meg episodes, if that makes sense. Like, it's like...
It
needs to exist, but yeah, it could go away. Like, kind of ordeal. Let's see, what else? I think I watched a couple movies, but I can't remember what, because it's been like two weeks. So, other than that, I've just been waiting to watch some E3 shit, because, like, man, I've been...
You know, we got a Young Justice trailer, right?
Yeah, we got a Young Justice trailer. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but soon as Young Justice is done, I'm done. I'm done with DC. Well, I'm not done with DC permanently, but I'm done with the app.
Speak your truth, sis. You're done with them niggas.
I'm done with the app. I'm done with the app. Because I just feel like I'm not getting my money's worth. Because, like, even, like, with... like new movie releases and
they're not even dropping them on the fucking
they're not even that dropping them on there, yeah. Which makes no fucking sense. Yeah. And then it'll be like a month or so before they put
they
it on there.
Do they have like, I guess like
they don't have the Ninja Turtle ones.
I know they don't have the Ninja Turtle, but do they even have like the Superman movies or the Batman versus Superman?
Some of the older shit, but like some of the newer shit that's coming out or that came out and is not on there yet. Mm-hmm. I think the last new thing they put on there was that...
Because they should have Aquaman on there or some shit, shouldn't it?
Was it Fate or something? Justice League Fate, something like that. With the Green Lantern female and...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that one. That was the last...
So they don't have Aquaman on there? They don't got that shit on there?
He's talking about the movie?
Yeah, the movie.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like some of the movies and shit.
Disney could have all they shit on that. Like, so as it dropped, that don't make no fucking sense.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, they got some of the old movies on there, but like I don't want to see those. Like, I half of those movies I own.
Shazam should be on there. Some other shit should be on
there. Shazam not on there. Well, Shazam was still in theaters, kind of. Well, no, I said kind of.
It's on Blu-ray.
It's on Blu-ray already?
Yeah, all that shit out.
I didn't know it was on Blu-ray already.
Yeah, that shit's out.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could check again, but I didn't come across it. If one of you guys did, let me know. Because, like, that was the whole purpose of me getting it. Like, thinking that I'll be able to...
Exclusives.
Yeah, exclusive shit.
No, like, exclusives.
It's like, no exclusives. Only exclusives you get is Young Justice. And then, like... they fucking canceled Swamp Thing after like one fucking episode. I was like, damn. The trailer wasn't even bad. I was like,
oh, let that nigga come out the swamps.
Yeah.
Y'all like, let that nigga surface.
Yeah.
That nigga was edging the whole time.
He was turtle heading. He was turtle heading in the lake and shit. Y'all didn't even let him pop out fully.
In the first episode, I'm pretty sure you won't even get to see Swamp Thing though. I'm pretty sure. Like if they like keep it like suspenseful, case is like you just getting like a lot of story. Probably you got a quick flash of like last couple seconds or some shit. So
yeah, that's why I was like, I'm gonna watch it just to see like you know the work that was put into it and stuff, but. I was like, man, that's fucking nuts. I was like, shit, why didn't they do that to Doomsday?
Doom Patrol?
Yeah, Doom Patrol, I mean. Yeah, I was like...
why didn't you get them niggas the fuck out of here?
Yeah. Because that shit, I don't care what motherfuckers say. It's like, oh, I had a good review. I was like, yeah.
Who reviewed it?
Yeah. It's like, I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes like that. So, I usually judge for myself, but... I don't know, man. I think that's about it. Like, game wise, Division. Then I just found, like, Dauntless. Because, like, I'm in this mode where I want to play a new RPG. So I was like, okay, that's cool. When I saw it, I was like, oh, it's essentially Monster Hunter World.
I should be joining Keep Shooting, like I said.
Yeah. Well, other than that.
Chillaxing. That's cool. Let's see. What have I been doing? I don't think I did shit. I don't think I did nothing. I don't quite remember. Oh, damn. I watched the Tekken Titan. I watched I Am Mother.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Did you fall asleep or you fully watched it?
Nigga, I fell asleep on that movie like 5 times. I know you was done. Yeah. I was like, one day I woke up like early in the morning. I was like, all right, ain't no way in hell I'm going to go right back to sleep if I just turn this fucking movie on. I'm like, there's no way in hell that I'm going to go right back to sleep if I just turn this movie on early in the fucking morning. Yeah. And then I ended up watching it. Then I got to the end. I was like, oh, no wonder I can't fall asleep. Oh yeah, one good moment. It was a funny moment, but it probably wasn't meant to be funny. Uh-huh. You saw it already, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it yet.
I ain't gonna spoil it for you there. But it was like one funny moment, like all the way at the end, and it wasn't supposed to be funny, but it was fucking hilarious. Just know somebody got fucked up at the end.
Somebody always getting fucked up.
Well, I finished watching that shit, and then like in the middle of the week, there was just somebody commented on a trailer that we had said. Saying, like, I wrote this movie, and Hollywood stole it from me. I was like, I sent some Malcolm energy around.
I feel your pain, bro.
Yeah. But somebody had said, like, well, they've been apocalypse-type movies all the time, all these years and all this other shit. But they was explaining to each other. I didn't read the comments and all that. But, yeah. What else? I feel like I watched something else important, but I don't fucking actually know. I played a lot. Played Sonic Mania, but that was free. Yeah, on PS Plus. What you call it?
I think I saw you jumping on a whole bunch of games. Yeah, I tried. Division wasn't working. You jumped on God of War. That's how I knew it was rap. I was like God of War. I was like, this nigga playing God of War. I was like, all right, I'm taking my ass.
I jumped into God of War, nigga. I didn't know where the fuck I was at. I might as well start the whole goddamn game over. I ain't on any controls. I ain't no shit. I was like, man, I might as well start this shit over.
That's why I don't know if I got, like, the focus like that. Because, like, that's why I be applauding some of these streamers that I follow, man. Because, like, they be breaking their shit up, like, perfectly. Mm. Like, Monday be this game, Tuesday be this game, and so on and so forth. And I'll be like, man, it drives me absolutely nuts. I have to, like, complete some shit.
I didn't know how to throw the fucking axe on God of War, bro. That's how bad it was. I didn't know how to throw the fucking axe. The main mechanic of the game. I didn't know how to fucking do that. Like, nigga, you just swinging. I was lost with shit. Oh, yeah, I might start this shit all the way over. What the fuck else did I play? I played Tetris Pac-Man. Not Tetris. I played Pac-Man. I played Galaga. I played
that. Damn, nigga.
Yeah, I got the old school bundle. I got Galaga, Dig Dug, and Pac-Man. It's like $2.99. I'm like, why not? What the fuck else? I played something else in that little rant of saying fuck Division because they was fucking up the servers. I played something else. I can't fucking remember now. That's what I watched, did, played. I was kind of happy this week. We went low key viral a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
One of the highest viewed videos via Twitter.
Oh, via Twitter, yeah.
We got the Afro send you approval stamp.
Yeah, it says following.
He retweeted.
He retweeted?
Yeah, he retweeted that. That's why I got so many fucking views.
Oh, I didn't know he retweeted that. Yeah. I thought it was like some of his. I thought they retweeted it.
That's why they saw it.
I thought that he basically, I thought one of his follows, like, kind of,
Found it and then,
yeah, found him. It, showed him, and then he said,
I tagged him in it.
Okay.
I tagged him and then he retweeted it. I was like, oh, all right.
Okay, cool.
And then I was like, yeah, let's see if I can catch lightning in a bottle. Try with another video with another people. I'm like, nope, just one tap thing. Lightning strikes once.
Yeah, lightning don't strike twice.
Like, it is true what they say. It always like that. So, yeah.
Not unless you play in Final Fantasy. Haha.
Yeah.
You caught that reference. Yeah. Good for you.
Well, yeah. that's about it. We got another meme video of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
been a lot of those just popping up.
Yeah.
Which is
cool. Oh, we got a shout out from Dave Kirkman too.
Yeah, I saw
Aesthetic
that.
Movie. Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that was pretty dope.
A little bit of recognition, you know, it's cool. It's nice.
Yeah,
nice. I think we only hit 10 subs pretty soon. 10,000, 2K subs soon too.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
On the road.
Be nice. Be nice.
After that, we gotta hit 100.
Yeah.
Then we get some money rolling in. You guys start doing dumbass challenges and shit. And my 12-year-old, he's gone for the summer. Maybe the year. Yeah.
You said a year.
Maybe. Maybe, possibly. My wife misses him already. He just left yesterday. He hasn't even been 24 hours.
Oh, wow. as much yelling she be doing.
Yeah, I know, right?
God damn it, Pat. It's like, I be coming on your hands. It's like King of the Hill and shit. Yeah. Damn it, Bobby.
And then he left out with a bang. He hacked our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking went out with a bang.
You know, it's funny. I was like on the game, and I was like, you know what? Let me create my character for Jump Force that said I was gonna do, and then I was like, I'm gonna make my character for Dauntless, and I'm gonna start playing the streaming there later. And I was like, this nigga CJ on 2K. I was like,
since when is he gonna start playing 2K again?
Yeah, I thought about it, and I was like, okay. And then I was like, I didn't think nothing of it, and then I saw like it was in it for a minute. Then it logged out, and I saw your other gamer tag pop up. And I was like, this must be Terry. I was like, this must be Terry, because he probably thought you was still logged in your other one when he did it. And I was like dying laughing.
Yeah, I was getting like weird ass comments on the video, like, all right, what the fuck are these niggas talking about? And then I went to the YouTube Studio app on my phone. It was like 2K19 and then a whole bunch of other numbers and shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? But the funny thing is, it had like 24 views. I was like, all right.
Hey, niggas. Hey, niggas
numbers, numbers, ain't. Yeah. I was like, I'll take it, but shit, it ain't got shit to do with us.
Like, niggas love 2K.
Yeah. I ain't never streaming that shit. Y'all got me fucked up. I ain't saying
that shit. Somebody was.
Yeah, somebody was. They'll be watching my player. My career player. Yeah, no one-on-one going on. Yeah, Mike, what I said, bro. Let's get into these news. Topicos. Oh, and I'm watching the Food Truck Festival today.
Yeah.
Hopefully. It's gonna rain. Fuck, it's gonna fucking rain all day, though. On some bitch-ass shit. Some bitch-nigga shit. Malcolm. First topico. OJ Simpson. Simpson. He joined Twitter while we were going. I'm just gonna quote the one thing that got me scared, because I actually had to go back and tell like our old videos and make sure we wouldn't talk shit about OJ Simpson, even though I think we were.
Yeah.
But I think we might have to delete some content, because that nigga got on Twitter to say, I'm gonna get even with some of you motherfuckers who've been talking shit. He said, now I have a platform. So all these years, a lot of people have been talking shit and putting false narratives out there. I think it's time to get even. We know how OJ get even.
Oh, man.
So yeah, I've been thinking about deleting a lot of our content. We've been talking about OJ.
So I don't know who problems from the juice, man.
I know how that nigga get even.
Yeah, stupid.
Ain't nothing more scary than OJ in the room by yourself with a fucking knife. I can tell you that right now. Oh, shit. Oh, and I'm from Chicago, nigga. Yeah, bro. He got on Twitter, bro. He made like a couple videos. He kept on saying, hello to the world. That's about 5 times in every video.
Ain't nothing worse than the old nigga.
Old nigga trying to be hip.
Yeah.
That nigga was like, hello to the world. And the funny thing, he had like a fucking, he didn't have a polo. He had like one of those, like, it's not exactly what I'm describing it, but like one of those button up Hawaiian shirts. And like all the short sleeves and shit. With like the cargo shorts and shit, looking like he's gonna go like mow some lawn or some shit like that. Yeah, he out here watering plants and shit talking about. I've been hearing all these false narratives over the years. I think I'm gonna get even. It's about my time to get even. Oh, yeah, bro. Nigga, I thought that was funny as shit. My wife was scared and shit. I told her that shit. She's taking her search history.
She's taking her search history. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, yeah. Y'all stupid, man.
Bro, that was the funniest shit in the world, my nigga. So yeah, OJ's on Twitter now. People's following him. I might have to click a follow just to make sure this nigga ain't coming to town, no Tesla. Just might check on Jay's agenda. Oh, it's scary hours. Malcolm, I forgot I put this in the fucking notes. Veterinarians find 19 baby pacifiers inside a bulldog's stomach.
Yeah, damn.
Man, I never chased it on
19.
19 of them bitches. Man, I never tasted Similac, but goddamn. It make you swallow 19. 19 tops of the fucking, what you call them? I know, it's baby pacifiers. Pacifiers. Also, when I saw the picture, I thought it was the nipples.
Nipples of the,
yeah. Like the, but now I think of it, it was the little green joints. It was a lot of them, bro. When I say 19, my nigga, it was 19 of them. Like, I looked at that picture, I was like, this bulldog was getting down on them motherfuckers. Getting down on the pacifiers.
Where was the fuck? The dog was at home eating this shit?
Yeah, nigga.
Like, you had been, like that's crazy.
They had to be rich not to know this fucking 19 pacifiers being missing right now.
So
I ain't gonna keep replacing pacifiers. What the fuck is this baby doing?
Well, you know how you buy it. Like, I'm guessing. Goddamn.
Yeah. They pumped this motherfucking stomach, my nigga. Yeah, I knew they was green. I thought they was the tops of the nipples. But yeah, that was 19 of them bitches, bro.
Wow.
Got me fucked up. This baby better start paying some bills. I ain't finna keep buying a pacifier every day.
Hey, you know what's even more funny?
Oh, that's fucked up. The plush bulldog pacifier that attaches to.
Yeah. That's fucked up. As advertisement. That's fucked up, man.
This bulldog meant to some shit. Y'all just gonna, I'm gonna make money off his pain.
It looked like him too and all.
Yeah,
oh man.
Oh yeah, man.
That's fucking crazy. Like
19 pacifiers though, my nigga. Like,
well, I can see it. Maybe that's over time.
I wonder how they figured out he was eating them all.
Like,
just throwing them bitches up at a certain point.
He's, I'm guessing it probably was in his stomach for a minute.
Goddamn food. Feed me pacifiers.
Yeah, that shit had to been in his stomach for like a minute. Because I don't see him just eating like all of that shit in one sitting. Like, nobody, like, not unless you got like quintuplets or some shit. And you need that many pacifiers, but. Yeah, like,
I think Parker's like on her fourth pacifier at this point.
Yeah, because I know, like, sometimes you think you lose them or some shit. Like, you just be out in the store and be like, fuck this. I need another. Maybe they kept thinking that they lost them and shit. Like, man, we left this over somebody house.
They bust too many moves, dude.
Yeah. You buying 19 of them joints, and the dog been eating 19 of them joints.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
Malcolm, E3 happened while we were gone.
Yeah. A
lot of games.
A lot of exciting shit.
Yeah. I think we're just going to wait till the trailers drop, but a lot of my folks was mad at us because, I guess, I copied and pasted the title of a video for Final Fantasy.
Yeah, one of them wasn't. I guess it was like a year ago.
I was supposed to know, my nigga. I just copied and pasted, bro. That's all I did. Oh yeah, we got everything, bro. E3, we'll get to E3 when we get to E3. There's trailers and hella shit. Oh, I guess we could talk new system consoles coming out. Xbox released, they announced a new console. It's called Scarlet or some shit like that.
It's Project Scarlet or something.
Google got, I think it's called Stadia. And PlayStation 5, of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shit's coming. The thing about Xbox Scarlet, the thing is going to play all the Xbox games. Like, past, like, super past, like even first Xbox.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, they
got to, I mean, Xbox kind of do that now with the whole Game Pass thing.
Yeah.
But now they'll be able to, like, stream. Pop in the
a lot of shit is
CD
streaming anyway.
Or some shit.
I'm pretty sure a lot of that shit is streaming anyway. I don't know. Niggas still got a Xbox first generation game.
Hey, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of retro stores that still collect them shits and shit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know. But yeah, bro. That shit's going on. PlayStation 5, I guess. I'm not buying none of them shits until I see big price drops.
I usually wait after the first wave. I don't know. I'm gonna get like the first console.
I don't think I'm gonna get you niggas my money. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna sit and lie. As long as I'm gonna be playing games, I'm probably gonna end up giving them my money. Yeah. I'm gonna be frying shit.
Oh, funny story about Father's Day. My mom here came over. She's like, "You still play video games?" Am I still breathing? You're damn right. I'm still playing video games. Then she gonna turn to my wife and be like, "You just let him sit up here and play video games all day? Yeah. He ain't out cheating. He got a job still, so shit, why not?"
I like your wife's response. Like,
hey. She's like, I like the way you do business.
She's like, as long as the shit keeping him up in here.
Right. Like, as long as he ain't lost his job over this shit, I really don't give a damn. When he loses his job over it, that's a whole other story. Like, man, those days are over me. I used to call off and stay home and play the game. I got responsibilities now.
You got responsibilities. You got kids, nigga.
If I didn't have responsibilities, don't trust and believe, I'd be calling off and playing video games.
Like,
I've been there before.
Seems like it's gonna be a lazy day today.
Yeah, exactly. I've been there.
I'm not coming in today. I'm sick.
My meniscus. It's coughing.
Especially when like new games come out too. It was over with. I gotta pick my shit up.
Especially standing in lines with Doom, like midnight releases and shit.
Yeah.
That shit was over with. I'm not going in the morning. Malcolm. Yeah, we talked about microtransactions a while ago. But EA and Epic have been in court somewhere. I don't know. I don't even think it's in the fucking US. It's probably somewhere else overseas. But they describe, we both know microtransactions are bullshit. They're bad. They're low-key kind of gambling. In court, defending the microtransactions, EA and, a rep from EA and a rep from Epic Games describe microtransactions as surprise mechanics.
Surprise mechanics.
Talk about a curveball. Yeah, that's what they described it as. To put it under the radar.
Surprise mechanics, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So that's what loot boxes are now. They're just surprise mechanics in the game. That's like, what the fuck, false truths or some shit like that. What the fuck was that shit a while ago? It was a while ago. I can't remember what the fuck it is. I'm like, that's a false truth. yeah, bro. So that's what they describe that shit as, microtransactions, because they're trying to make it good. And they've been saying some shit about it hasn't been proved that microtransactions lead to actual gambling. When it truly has.
Nigga, but, you know how many emotes I saw last night on Dauntless?
Oh yeah, emotes.
I was like, but oh, man,
not even that. Fucking balling. Like Candy Crush. Like niggas. Like, yeah. Candy Crush is an old ass fucking game at this point, but niggas has, I know somebody has spent like $1 million just to win the fucking game of Candy Crush. That's
you know,
bad.
It's funny. You know, it's funny. My wife been playing like phone games and shit.
Yeah.
And she been like,
she finna come to us. Give me what I need.
She been spending some money. I've been like, hey,
the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing? I was like, play something free. Stop playing this bullshit. I was like, you want me to get you the Sims? I'll get you the Sims.
You play that shit all day.
Yeah, I was like, you over here playing some Sims-like shit, but it was like, it's bullshit, and then you got to keep paying for, like, different story endings and shit. I was like, fuck. I was like,
fuck that shit.
I was like, yeah, you're killing me.
That's funny. Malcolm, I guess this is the last story. Some motherfucker, some old ass nigga. I can't remember his fucking name. Let me see. I had the YouTube up. I was looking at him. But plain and simple, he pretty much said, Mitch McConnell. Let me see if I can find his audio right fast. It was I guess somebody asked him or something like that. He made a statement about reparations. Yeah. Here we go. Mitch McConnell. Let me see if I can. Nope. Let's see. But somebody asked him about it. He was saying that we both know, like, black people need to be compensated for the years and years of labor building this fucking country on our backs, whatever case is, whoever seems to take credit for it or whatever at this point. But he said no one alive is liable for reparations.
He said no one alive.
Yeah. There's plenty of companies that are alive.
Yeah, it's pretty
ancestries that are alive.
Yeah. there's a whole school that was like funded by slavery.
I want to see if I can find the fucking audio, but I probably won't be able to. But yeah, that's what he claimed, though. He said no one is alive that is liable for reparations. So we, these people came up with a list of people who are, whatever the case is. That's some long ass shit. So, but yeah, bro. This nigga is a senator, I guess, or some shit like that. Some bullshit. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Hmm. That was his idea. Or that was his thought that ran through his fucking mind that day. I'm trying to see if I can fucking find it, though.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, of course, man. You can tell like that they never want to give us this. They never want to give the money up at all. Yeah, I can't find the fucking audio. I thought somebody had a clip, but they don't.
Yeah, it's just ugh. Yeah. You know what? If I think we would probably be a whole lot better if, like, because some people don't know, like they know some stuff of history, like that goes in along with America and stuff, but it's just like, I want to say it's like some of the real shit is like swept under the rug, and like people just reading bullet point notes about like what happened and how America was built and shit. And it's like, nah, like if schools didn't lie,
one day of slavery. Well, what are we paying you guys for?
Right,
it was one day.
I say if schools didn't like, I want to say like downsize like the
actual history
of it.
American history.
Yeah, maybe people would be more informed, more likely to agree and shit. But
yeah, bro.
I digress.
We don't have to preach about that shit. We know what we deserve. At this point, I don't want reparations because it's going to come out to like 10 cents.
So, yeah, because like, cause I was like, technically,
America is broke by itself already anyway.
I was like, you know what, America, they you know what they probably do too? Like, they would give it to us, but then they would
take it back and tax it.
Like, all the debt and shit you owe and shit. And it's like, call yourself even.
Give me 10 years tax free. I'd be happy. Got a little card on me that says tax free. I'd be happy as shit.
Well, become a billionaire.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm working on it. Slowly but surely, Malcolm. Oh, yeah, bro. That's all I got. That's all I got in my notes. Let's get to these E3 videos and all the other videos that we missed this week.
Yeah, I'm so fucking excited for a couple of games. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, that's it, bro. That's it, bro. That's it. You ready?
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Dread Dads Podcast. My name is Clint.
My name is Mal.
We out this bitch. Make sure to follow all our social media networks. Dread Dads Podcast. Have for 32 Dads with Dreads. Yeah. You upload every day, every week. And it's merch in the description.
Yes.
And we lit, bitch.
Yeah. Hit that like, comment, and subscribe button.
Yeah, nigga.
Also, hit the notification thing, because I know,
hit the YouTube. Bell.
Hit the bell. Hit the bell, man, because YouTube and algorithm. I don't know. One of y'all asked the question too before, like, what the fuck is up with y'all numbers? It's the algorithm.
Oh yeah, they were like, some of niggas got 100K views, but others got like 40.
Like others got 40. YouTube, like, bro. Hey, it's YouTube, bro.
Hey, shit we can do about it.
All we can do is try.
Some shit take notice, some shit don't. I don't know. Yeah. All we do is turn the videos and make them.
It's like, sometimes y'all get notified, sometimes you don't.
Well, yeah, we got this bitch, man. Dread Dads Podcast.
Deuces.